All right, so I'm driving, so bear with me while I'm driving. I can actually focus better while I'm driving, though, be honest with you. I can speak better. You're forced to be more aware of your surroundings. I don't think they're going to make it illegal to talk while you're driving. I don't think so. I think the comedians in cars, right? I think they got that from some of us who drive. They saw the blogs were getting hits, you know, because here's what's happening. The comedians in these cars, they try to make it seem real, you know. So when we're just average people driving down the street or whatever, talking, they had to hijack that because they're part of the system, right? The comedians are part of the system because they never talk about God or Jesus or the truth. They just make jokes about how ridiculous the system is. In a way, it's doing the same thing. But, why not kill two birds with one stone instead of listening to their junk, you know? Who wants to hear their junk? I don't want to hear their junk. Worldly wisdom. You really can't talk to many people in this world without some worldly wisdom coming out of their mouth, you know? And so, you're just going to have to deal with it. The average person is caught up in the world, the flesh, the pride of life. They're caught up in the worldly wisdom. You know them by the way that they justify things. You know somebody's in worldly wisdom with just a few data points, you know. If they come on my channel and they're living with their boyfriend or girlfriend, you know they're in worldly wisdom. If they come on my channel and if a girl's got a girlfriend or a man's got a boyfriend, you know they're of the world. That's contrary to scripture. It's contrary to nature, actually. If they come on my channel and they say, oh, they believe in abortion, you know they're worldly wisdom. They believe in murder. They justify going contrary to the truth, you know. And so a lot of times these worldly wisdom worldlings, they'll speak a verse to try to justify their ideas, but their ideas are out of context, you know. They'll even take parts of a verse out of context. They'll say, they'll say money's the root of all evil, and the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. This tells you that most people have never read their Bible. They're going by saying what somebody else said. They're going by the culture lie. They're going by their bloodline lie. They're going by their own understanding instead of what the Word says, you know. And so you're just going to have to deal with it. They're everywhere. And when you're dealing, and when you can actually go to church and hear worldly wisdom. I went to church one time. I was sitting in the pew, and this lady who was a member for a long time, she said, I ain't gonna have no man tell me what to do. Well, that's contrary to the Bible. Even men have authority. Everybody's got some authority. Now, if somebody tells you to go contrary to the Bible, that's a different story, but everybody's got authority in life. For her to say that, and she was married a long time, it's contrary. That's worldly wisdom. I ain't gonna have no man tell me what to do. And she had a job with the city, and so she, you know, she had a boss. What if her boss is a man? She's talking about in the home. But what's more important? The government's just to support the home. The home is more important than the government, because the government is to keep order in the home and in society so that you can have a home And you can build a home. So her whole logic is totally convoluted and upside down, contrary to the truth and nothing but worldly wisdom. And she was in church for 30 years. It's like, what's wrong with these people? So it was the Jezebel spirit. She thought she was worshiping God, but she was actually promoting the Jezebel spirit. Scorner, rebellion, stubbornness, witchcraft, idolatry. The Bible makes it clear stubbornness and witchcraft is no different than sorcery and idolatry. Witchcraft and idolatry, right? Rebellion and stubbornness is like witchcraft and idolatry. Because you think you're going to rebel against your authority. You got another thing coming. You can pray when your authority does wrong, or you can leave. If your authorities just keep doing wrong, you can leave. But when God puts you somewhere, there's a reason He puts you there, because something in you needs that authority figure to cut you, right? In certain ways. People don't want to hear it, though. The reason people don't want to hear an authority figure rebuke them is because nobody, the old Adam, doesn't like to be reproved, rebuked, or exhorted. The old Adam wants to do what it wants to do. So the old Adam does not want reproof. And so when you have an authority figure and you say, so you got an authority figure, right? And they, so let's say there's a man, he sees something with his wife, she's not doing right. Well, you need to not be on that phone gossiping, you know, that's just not right. Yeah, but I seen you do it, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure that if he's telling her, he's already been convicted, you know. But that's where the authority tries to be, the ones under authority try to usurp authority, right? Submission in this society is... submission in this society is like a curse word. If you say the word submit, or if you say the word honor, or you say the word loyalty, or you say the word trustworthy, or you say the word sacrifice, those are dirty words in this. Those are four-letter words in this society, when they should be the best words in a society. So worldly wisdom is all around you. And you might even go talk to a preacher. And I did this once. I said, the Bible says, bring every thought into captivity. And he said, if you do that, you'll drive yourself crazy. Well, the reality is, if you don't do it, you'll go crazy. So his comment is contrary to the scripture, because Jesus said, bringing every thought into the captivity of Christ through the Holy Spirit, whoever wrote that verse. And so he says, if you do it, you'll drive yourself crazy. Why would he say something contrary to scripture if he's a preacher? Because he couldn't do it. He's going by his feelings, or what he feels to be the truth, instead of what's the truth. So worldly wisdom is mostly based on feelings. And so the worldly wisdom out there, you have to be careful who you listen to, what you listen to. It can be really something simple about. It could be something really simple, and it's like a seed of rebellion that they try to implant. It's your cult. You're in it. You're surrounded by it. The culture is just worldly wisdom.